This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly. Welcome back to the Superstar Series. This is your brother Umar Sulaiman. You know, one day in the early days of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying in front of the Kaaba, and Abu Jahl, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, and Shayba, the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were sitting around and they said to each other. Abu Jahl made the suggestion. He said, "You know, who would actually go and take the filth, the guts of a camel, and all of its filth, and dump it on his back while he's praying to humiliate him?" And Abu Jahl is someone who has stepped on the neck of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was praying. He's someone who used to throw dirt on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he wanted to degrade him even further. And Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt volunteered himself, and he went and he grabbed all of the filth of a camel, its guts and everything, all of its najasa, and he dumped it on the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sujood, and that weighed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's back heavily. And imagine this young girl, not even a teenager yet, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing her father in this state, seeing the people laugh at him and mock him and curse him. And she comes and she starts to scrape all of that filth off of the back of her father. Imagine the humiliation and the hurt and the pain. And she sees that and she starts to cry radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La tabki, do not cry, O my daughter. Inna Allah nasirun abaki. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help your father. He will give victory to your father." And it is that time that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hands to the skies. And he said, "Allahumma alayka bi Abi Jahl, Allahumma alayka bi Uqba, Allahumma alayka bi Shayba." And those three men that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua against were the first three people to go down in Badr. Now, the moral of this story, more than anything else, is the young girl. You know, don't you think that would traumatize her, and that would make her an individual that would not have the same love for her father's cause, but would rather blame it? Absolutely not. And we look at this young girl, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's the fifth child of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had other daughters. And you might wonder, why Fatima? You know, why is she the one who perfected her faith? What about her older sisters? Why is it her? And there are a couple of reasons for that the ulama mentioned. One of them is that she spent the most time with Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, with her mother, another woman who perfected her faith. And so she adopted her morals and she adopted her character more than anyone else. Another time is that she was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in times when no one else was with him. In fact, when Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, it was only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha alone in that household. And subhanAllah, you can imagine what role she had to play. She was only 5 years old when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation. So she was born, tarabbat fil Islam, as the scholars say. She grew up in Islam, unlike any of the other children. She actually grew up in Islam. But subhanAllah, she actually was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when no one else was with him. And you can imagine those moments. Imagine the times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come home when he was feeling devastated after losing Khadija radiallahu anha and Abu Talib and having no one else. And she was the one that would cook for him. She was the one that would come to his aid. She was the one that started to comfort him, that took her mother's place radiallahu ta'ala anha. And in fact, they used to call Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha Abiha, the mother of her father. SubhanAllah, she cared for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that much. She also adopted so much from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of her character. In fact, one of her nicknames being Az-Zahra, the splendid one, was because of her radiant face. She had that beautiful radiant face, and she is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose face was as bright as the full moon. And subhanAllah, we find Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says something very special about her. She says, Aisha says, "I have never seen anyone who resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah's creation more in speech and in character and conversation than Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha." And listen to what she says. She says that anytime she entered upon a room where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, she said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get up, he would greet her, he would kiss her, he would hold her hand, and then he would take Fatima and sit her down in the same place that he was sitting, alayhi salatu wasalam, honoring her and holding her in that high esteem. And you might think to yourself, subhanAllah, this woman, is the daughter of Khadija radiallahu anha. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Fatima is Sayyidatu Nisa al-Jannah. She is the queen, she is the leader of the women of paradise. Not only has she perfected her faith, she is the leader of the people of paradise, the women of paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated her like royalty. But royalty in a different sense. You know, we think of royalty that, you know, he got her married to a really rich man and probably gave her a palace and spoiled her rotten and bought her gifts all the time. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejected many proposals from great sahaba who had wealth, who were doing well off in dunya and in akhirah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his brother after hijrah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to call Ali his brother after the hijrah, to the point that Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, "How come you call him your brother? Who is your brother?" And he said that this is the one that I made my brother. We were paired after hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Ali for Fatima. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Ali radiallahu anhu came to propose to Fatima, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat in front of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Ali was nervous. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered it to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, "La'allaka ji'tu." He said, "Maybe you came so that you could get engaged to Fatima." Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Yes." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Well, what do you have as a dowry? What do you have as a mahar?" He had nothing. All he had was a shield. And that's the only thing he owned. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Well, why don't you sell that shield and use that as mahar?" And that's the only thing she had as her mahar. That's all she had as her dowry. Ali radiallahu anhu sold his shield to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that was the only thing that would be used for dowry. And subhanAllah, think about how much the Prophet ﷺ loved her. But even with that, Rasulullah ﷺ was so involved with the life of Fatima and Ali that sometimes Fatima radiallahu anha thought, "Well, maybe Rasulullah ﷺ loves Ali more than me." Because the Prophet ﷺ was always caring for that household. He would come and wake them up for Qiyamul Layl. Right? Subhanallah, he was always involved with that household, always taking care of them, always checking up on them. So Fatima radiallahu anha wondered one time, she said, "Maybe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves my husband more than me." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has khuluqin azeem, who has the most perfect character, an exalted standard of character, he says to Ali and Fatima when they're together, he says, "Fatima tu ahabu ilayya mink." He points to Ali and he says, "Fatima is more beloved to me." And then he looks to Fatima and he says, "Wa Ali a'azzu ilayya minki." But Ali radiallahu anhu has more honor with me than you. Subhanallah, satisfying both parties, pleasing both parties. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while he was checking up on them, for example, one time he saw Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and think about this, the only thing that they owned in their household was a sheepskin to sleep on. That was all they had in their possession. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees the situation and he comes home one day and Fatima says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ali is upset, that they had, you know, like any other married couple, they had some kind of difference. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to sleep in the masjid, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the masjid and he sees Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu laying down, and he wakes Ali up and he starts to dust Ali up. And he starts to dust off Ali radiallahu anhu and says, "Kum ya Aba Turab," stand up, O father of dust. And Ali said, that was the most beloved nickname to me after that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was diffusing the situation. He always wanted them to be happy and together. He's checking up on his daughter. And, you know, again, this is the queen of the people of Jannah, the women of Jannah, right? So what would her status be like in dunya? Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees Fatima radiallahu anha, and her hands are covered in blisters, because of how much she has to work, because of all the hardship that she goes through in this life. This is the queen of the women of Jannah. And he says to Fatima radiallahu anha, and this was after a battle, he says, "Well, why don't you go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him, you know, for a servant. Ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a servant." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want that for her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the home, and he sits Ali and Fatima down on the bed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits between them. And he says, "Shall I give you something even better than that?" He says, "Say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times before you sleep." This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caring for his daughter. This is what he considered providing for his daughter. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, he took care of them, but you have to understand that this did not make Fatima radiallahu anha a bitter woman. She didn't think to herself, "How, you know, I'm entitled, I should be living a really good life," because she saw the way her father was suffering alayhi salatu wasalam, and she suffered with him and she was like him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, we find that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dying, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his battered state, in his clothes and his illness, and she starts to cry. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls her over compassionately. And the Prophet ﷺ says, come, let me tell you something. And Rasulullah ﷺ whispers something to her. And she starts to cry further. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, come back down. Let me tell you something else. Come back. And he whispers to her again. And she starts to laugh. And the people were amazed. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha demanded. She said, tell me what it was that the Prophet ﷺ told you. And at first she refused, but eventually she gave in and she told Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that my father told me the first time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would not survive this illness. And then he called me back and he told me, you will be the first one to join me. She laughed at death. The Prophet ﷺ was telling her, you're going to be the first one to die from my companions. And subhanAllah, 4 to 6 months afterwards, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha becomes ill. And actually she was ill from the time of the death of the Prophet ﷺ, out of her pain from her father dying. And this is a mother of young children. This is a mother who's married to a wonderful husband. But subhanAllah, she just wants to be with her father sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus. And so she goes one day and she lies out and she smiles looking to the heavens. And she calls for Asma bint Abi Umays, the wife of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha wa an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them both. And Asma was going to be the one to wash the body of Fatima. And look at how this royal woman speaks. She says to Asma, she says that whenever you do my ghusl, and whenever you do my janazah, do it at night so that the people will not see my figure. SubhanAllah, this was a woman who was full of modesty. She was known for her modesty. She's the daughter of the most modest, the most bashful, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said, whenever you bury me in the evening so that no one would see my figure. SubhanAllah. And that is how she was buried at night. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined her with her father, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she took her rightful position as the queen, the leader of the women of paradise. Now I just want you to think about this for a moment. Who is a greater woman than Fatima radiallahu anha? Who's more deserving of a lavish wedding and of a high mahar and of living a life of joy and luxury than Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? But that's not what true royalty is. Because a kingdom that will be taken away at any moment is not a real kingdom at all. But rather that which is eternal and everlasting, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, that which is everlasting is what truly matters. And she is a queen in that regard. And she is royal in Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that high and royal company in the highest level of Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.